Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
Okay, welcome to another riveting edition of Cash Flows. I'm Cash Matthews, here today in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with our executive producer, Mr. Kenneth Buckham. Kenneth, say hello.
Hello, how's it going?
You know, this today's going to be a great show. I've been looking forward to this particular one for a little while. But things are going well, you know. I'm glad to be back for season two of Cash Flows.
Oh, man, it's awesome.
Can you believe it? We made it through season one.
We did.
Yeah, you've now produced 108 podcasts and videos and all that kind of stuff.
Kicking through to 109 here.
Yeah, man, that's 109. Anybody can do 108.
And that's just this show. Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, this is going to be a great show. This is going to be one for the record books, I think.
Awesome.
And we have as our guest today Bonnie Lynn Page. And, you know, Kenneth and I normally have a lot of frivolity in the front of our show, but today we just wanted to jump right in and introduce you to a very special guest and about a very special topic. And we are glad you're here. Bonnie, thanks for coming back for your second version of the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the first one did great. Like, you were so lively, and it was great. Today we're going to have a little bit different show, a little bit different topic. Though we are a personal self-development business kind of show, I think today's topic is phenomenal, and I can't wait to talk about it, and I'm just eager. But the last time that you were here, you mentioned having adoptive parents, and we want to dig in a little bit to that. We want to hear about your journey. You know, one of the cool things you did, you brought your mother's clown nose in a thing, and that I don't know why I found so much favor in that. I just thought it was one of the coolest things. So tell us a little bit about your journey through adoption.
Yes.
And that'll be our topic today.
Absolutely. Well, I was adopted when I was 2 days old.
Oh, my gosh.
I've always known that I was adopted, but my parents and myself knew nothing about my birth family. So it was just the three of us. And I was born in Oklahoma City. My parents at the time were in New Jersey, and they were on a work trip, and they got a call from the attorney, and the attorney said, "Hey, I have a baby in my arms. Come home." And wow. My parents just frantically tried to get on a plane and get home to see me. They say my mother went up the elevator at the attorney's office, and the attorney met her at the elevator and said, "Wait here." And she ran past him and ran to that office to see me. They were so excited. And I brought the picture when my parents first met me.
Oh, wow.
If you'd like to take a look.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is my part of my story.
That's remarkable.
I grew up in a lovely, lovely home. We had an urban farm. We lived in Edmond, Oklahoma, but we had 4 acres. So we had chickens, goats, hamsters, a hedgehog. And actually, at the last podcast, we talked about how I grew up as a clown.
Right.
And the hedgehog was so funny. They thought it looked like a clown because it had the big nose.
Right.
And so we'd always just giggle and laugh and say, "Oh, we have another clown in the family." The three animals that I remember the most were the Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Inky, Dinky, and Dewey. Three of them. And I have a picture here for you to see
okay.
of me with Inky.
Oh, man.
She was the first one.
What a great way to grow up.
It was a great way to grow up.
And this is still in Edmond here.
Yes.
And it looks like it's Halloween time because the Halloween leaf bags are out.
Yeah.
What a cool picture.
Can
you put these
bags
up some point?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you can do your magic. Well, those are great photographs.
Thank you. Music was also a very important part of our lives.
Right.
In fact, my mother had me playing violin at age 4. And she would go to every lesson with me, take notes, make sure I practiced at home. And around age 6 is when we started going to violin camp. And at violin camp, both of my parents came with me. And they took notes during the lessons, and they wanted to see all the performances. So it was kind of a family camp event.
So were you the only child of that family?
Yes, I was.
And that's, I mean, the story is phenomenal. And like, I would like to dig into it for hours, but, and I know I've got some questions to ask you, but, you know, there's a lot of people talk about adoption. My wife and I, you know, Katie, and we had struggles conceiving a child for 7 years, and we talked about it. And, you know, I was really shocked about the way people talk to us about it. Her father even said, well, you know, you don't want to do that because, you know, how could you love somebody that's not biologically yours? Mm. I'm like, well, I'm marrying your daughter. You know, she's not biologically mine. And just the whole world of adoption. But were you adopted through an agency? You said there was an attorney involved, but was there an agency involved as well?
I'm not familiar with that side of the story. I don't know. There was an attorney involved, but I don't know about an agency.
Wow. So, but you grew up in the right way. You grew up with animals.
I sure did.
And you grew up with music.
I grew up with music. Right. And this necklace actually my father bought for my mother at violin camp. They had a little gift shop there, and it's a violin bridge. It's a gold violin bridge.
Wow.
The sad part of the story is that my mother passed when I was 13, and my father got this special hook for the necklace and gave it to me and made sure it wasn't going to come off as a child. Yeah.
Wow.
So he made sure to get a good clasp. When he gave it to me, I went on to study music in college.
Right.
And I went on to study music and work with a new music ensemble called Latitude 49. And they are so important in my life to me, an important part of my life. They, what they like to do is work with living composers.
Right. Okay.
So they like to commission new music for them to play that no one's ever heard before.
Wow.
And so I started working with them and found that that was a passion of mine as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you commission music. That is, you're inventing something completely new. You're not just playing Beethoven and Bach. You're playing Bonnie.
Right.
Wow.
Yes.
So you grew up around music. You grew up in violin school. And then the band again, or the, is it? Do I call it a band?
You can call it a band. Okay. Yeah, Latitude.
Latitude 49. Uh-huh. Where's the name come from?
Latitude 49 is the latitude between Canada and the United States, the Michigan border.
Right.
So the original group members, there are six group members, and the original group members, half of them were from Canada and half of them were from Michigan.
Okay.
So we took that border, that latitude, and just made the name of the band.
Wow. And where did you meet the Latitude 49 people? Was that in school?
I met them in school, yeah, at Michigan State University. I wasn't going there, but I was very involved in the school there.
Right.
And that's where I met them.
So you made music, you commissioned music, you wrote music. I'm guessing you recorded it?
Yes, they record tons of music. You can see on their website, too. They're on Spotify. They're on Apple Music. They're everywhere. Latitude 49.
So I guess we're shouting them out here. Latitude 49 on Spotify, right, where you find cash flows.
Yes.
And are you in any of those?
I was the director of operations for this group.
Okay.
So I did the behind-the-scenes work.
Got it.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, so kind of a producer as well?
I'm currently a board member. That's my okay. Current title.
I have somebody famous in the house today here. That is awesome. So tell me about the type of music then that they're doing. Is this classical stuff?
Yes, it's classical music that they are doing. Now I have also commissioned my own works, and that is those two pieces. So one piece, the first one is called Thick as Thieves, and it was commissioned by my good friend Brianna Gaither. And that piece is a piece about a significant event in my life with my adoptive mother.
Okay.
there was just a time when she was very, very vulnerable with me. She was going through cancer treatments at the time, and she wasn't very healthy physically. And we weren't sleeping, neither of us. So we went for a midnight swim, and we stayed up all night, and we watched the sunrise. And that song is about my adoptive mother and our relationship. Wow. And how we were thick as thieves, how we were best friends.
And we can find that on Spotify.
If she's published that. We may have to listen to a little bit of that in here. I can get you that recording.
Yeah, I think we need to find that, Kenneth.
Yeah, let's do it.
You do your magic over it.
We'll do some magic. We'll insert it right here.
Okay.
For kindness, your legacy is resilience, and we savored every moment. We were thick as thieves, you were the world around me. We were swim buddies, I thought I'd drown without you, but you taught me.
You commission music now. I mean, talk about your musical life. Mine is playing the stereo and hacking on the guitar. What instruments do you play?
My musical life is very rich. I've played violin since I was four. I don't play professionally. I just play for fun.
Right.
Now, I have a piano, a player piano, a mechanical player piano.
Those are
That's a gift from my dad. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful instrument. It's so fun to play.
Right.
And then I recently have gotten a collection of singing bowls, quartz crystal singing
bowls.
Okay,
I've heard of this.
Let's hear a little more about it last time.
I want to hear a little bit more about singing bowls.
Yeah, they are tuned to a specific frequency that can allow you to be put into a parasympathetic state within about an hour. And they're beautiful, beautiful. They ring for so long. They have such a just gorgeous, magical sound.
Is that a percussion device? You hit it, or how does it?
That's a good question. I'd consider it percussion.
Okay.
I would consider it percussion. You do use a mallet, and
okay.
you kind of ding, and then you use the mallet to go on the outside of the bowl to create that vibration.
Have you heard of these, Kenneth? Is this something you know about?
Yeah. I hadn't heard them by that name before, but yes, I'm familiar with the instrument.
I can get you a picture, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating to mm-hmm. me. And so do you play those as well? Like, you know how to...
I can play those, yes.
You know how to create music from them?
Yes, yes.
Got it. Wow.
And I'm working on a second commission right now, and that commission is by Karen Neffa Harmon. She's a film composer, and we are working together to create a piece that is a gift for so many people, including myself. The piece is going to be 90 minutes, and it will be a backtrack to a massage.
Ooh. Okay.
So I will be able to gift it to my clients. Now, this piece is also going to be dedicated to my new family, my birth family.
Okay.
Whom we have located now.
Now you're in communication with?
Not yet.
So they don't know?
Not yet. We have not reached out.
But you know where they are?
We know where they are.
Can you Facebook stalk them?
I haven't got that far.
What an idiotic question for me to ask. Well, I'm here at like a magic moment.
But you're curious.
Well, I am. Yeah. Like,
Yes, that's okay.
The process of they exist, where are they, what do they look like, do I have, because this opens up like every, do I have cousins or?
I have a brother.
Wow.
And I sat on Santa's lap every year and asked for a brother.
No kidding.
Having no idea I already had one.
Wow.
Now I'm going to get weepy here.
I have a grandmother. We have not located my father.
Okay. Did he and your birth mother separate?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not sure yet.
So, what would you like to say to them? Where do
I
start?
Would like to say to them so much. I would like to tell them I want to know them.
Right.
I have so much hope.
Right.
And that's actually the working title of the piece.
Is hope.
That's the working title of Karen's piece.
Wow.
I'd like to tell them I would like a relationship with them. I would like to be authentic with them. I would like to be vulnerable with them. What? I would like them to know that we're probably very different, but that I'm willing to look at the places where we're the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. So is part of that finding your birth family or first family or however we're supposed to say it, that's got to be cathartic for you. When you grew up as an adopted child, you knew you were adopted. Did that present any particular question or problem for you as a child?
Not very much, honestly. At 8 years old is when I remember being curious.
Okay.
And I remember my parents were in bed reading the newspaper. And I walked in and I sat on the edge of the bed and I kind of put my hands up like this and I said, I want to find my birth mom. And both newspapers just slowly came down at the same time. And the conversation started and they said, you know, honey, when you're 18, we will help you do that. But right now you're a part of our family and we want to hold you here in this space. And I took that answer. That was perfectly fine with me. Right. Yeah, I was
beautiful
okay.
Thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was okay to wait till I was 18. 18 rolled around, I went to college, had a boyfriend, lots of stuff was going on.
Right.
I wasn't thinking about that. I had a lot going on.
So it's got to feel interesting to have a new family. You know, and this is going to sound weird. You know, you see these stories about some guy my age and a child shows up and says, "Hey, Dad," you know, and the guy didn't know. And there's almost zero probability of that happening in my life. There are things that have to happen prior to that didn't happen. But I think that would be so wonderful to find out that you had a new family member.
Mm.
And like, is there anticipation happening right now? Is it interesting?
There's tons of anticipation for me. Like I said, I'm full of hope.
Right.
I'm in this time. I will never be like this again.
Right.
Just absolutely full of hope. I'm also very well aware that there may be lots of trauma around the event of my birth for my family.
Right.
I don't know their story, but I want to know it.
Man, like this is a movie, sort of. Like, I have a keen interest as your friend, but just the life story about what's unfolding right in front of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? Like, I kind of want to hear what the plan is.
The plan is to make contact. The plan is to send a letter and a picture and let them know that I've been thinking about them, let them know how I am, let them know that I'm successful, let them know that my parents have passed. The next thing is to reach out and, wow, and hope for the best.
And that'll happen with a traditional letter with a stamp and all that kind of stuff?
Most likely a liaison.
Okay. Can you imagine? I mean, this is,
yeah,
you know, this is hard for me to imagine. In fact, you know what? This is so hard for me to imagine. Why don't we take a commercial break,
okay,
so I can dab my eyes, and we'll pick this up here just in a moment.
All right.
What you got, Mr. Kenneth?
This episode is sponsored by MFP, My Financial Plan. With My Financial Plan, keep everything you own in one secure, accessible place. See everything you own and know what everything is worth. Benefits include a personal financial website with daily balances and budgeting tools. It's accessible anytime, and you can get it for yourself at joinmfp.com.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Thank you for that. That was a nice ad. We are here today with Bonnie Lynn Page, and we are talking about adoption. She is the owner of Marvelous Massage, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that. We do not have a time limit today because this topic, it's a big topic. It's essential. There's so many people that will listen to this show and find some strength and some hope that may not have otherwise existed. So thank you for having the guts, I guess, is thanks for being brave to come out and share this, because I don't know, this is not easy, right? Like, this topic is not easy? Or
this topic is necessary to be talked about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you have lots of hope.
I do.
The corollary question, is there some fear present?
Mm. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, the events of my birth, before 2 days old, I don't know my story yet.
Right.
And that story could be very traumatic for others.
Right.
And so I am very respectful of that.
Right.
I'm very cautious of that. And I know I may be rejected because of that.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine that. That's hard. That part's hard to imagine.
Very difficult.
So you said there might be a liaison. Is that just one person who goes and does your bidding for you?
So this is a good family friend who knew my father since high school.
Okay.
And he does extensive genealogy research. And he's the one that has located them.
Man.
For me.
He knew your biological father.
He knew my adoptive father.
Oh, your adoptive father. Okay,
yes, my adoptive father.
Wow.
And he has offered to help. His name is Dave.
Way to go, Dave.
Yes.
There's another famous Dave in adoption, the guy that owned Wendy's.
Yes, Wendy's. Yes.
Yeah, he was adopted, and you know, he's got a whole great adoption story. But we're here with Bonnie and hearing her adoption story, and it is amazing. I'm just going through all the things in my brain. Like what this might be like and how it, you know, how does it play out? You know, I'm sitting with somebody whose life really should be a movie. And I appreciate you sharing with us. Well, so you have a new family that you don't know yet. What about your current family? Let's talk about how your current family is composed.
My current family is my boyfriend's family and my chosen family. They are so supportive, so encouraging of me, such wonderful people. His mother would burn shelves for me to put in my office to display product. His dad takes me fishing and out on the boat.
Wow.
His brother and his wife are just fantastic people. I love to hang out with them. His nieces and nephews are wonderful. In fact, one of them is interning for me, and she is washing sheets and folding sheets and washing bottles and doing all the behind the scenes at Marvelous Massage Therapy.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a family affair.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, your boyfriend is your chosen family.
Yes.
Your spouse is your chosen family. Mm-hmm. What about, are there any pets in the mix?
Yes. So I have a cat. Her name is Kitty, Kitty Bagheera, and a new addition to the family is coming, and it is a Dalmatian dog. She's 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to call her Demi, and she has cataracts. She has a little blurry vision. She's a rescue. Her owner went into assisted living.
Oh, man.
And we are just thrilled to be getting her next week.
So she, newest addition to your family, shows up next week.
Yes.
You also had Dalmatians as a child. Mm-hmm. We have a picture of one.
Yes. Oh. So we're
this
going kinda
comes full circle. Yeah,
full
wow.
Full circle.
So I think we need to have a party for the new puppy, like a welcome home party.
I would love that.
Yeah. I'm in. You in?
Sure, why not?
I that sounds like the most fun to me. Will you keep a dog at your office? Like, is this an office dog?
I would love to. I don't know that my landlord will be okay with that, but I would love to. Yes.
Oh,
I'd love to have a little bed in the corner.
You can bring your puppy here. So one dog, one cat, and you're
yes.
But you grew up with animals.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
So you feel like right now that's pulling from your past, because I grew up with animals and I still have animals, and I'd have 10 more if I could. So you're just an animal person.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand there may be a name change in your future.
Yes.
But tell us about that.
Yeah, that has to do with my current family as well.
Yeah.
My adoptive mother, her mother is still alive, my grandmother.
Oh, great.
My grandfather has since passed. And I identify so much with that family, with that side of the family.
Right.
And I would like to change my name to Barton. I would like to change my name to my mother's maiden name to honor and respect my grandfather. He was a pilot in World War II. He flew a B-26.
Wow.
He got a Purple Heart along with about 10 other medals from France and other countries. And I'm very proud to be his granddaughter.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a ring that he gave my grandmother to ask her to marry her. And this was given to me when I graduated high school.
Wow. So that was the ring your grandfather gave to your grandmother. Was that called a promise ring back in the day? Or something,
maybe, yeah.
Something
could,
like that.
A promise that, ring? Yeah, yeah, that
need,
sounds right.
I need to look that up. I never got one or gave one, but I've heard of them. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So name change, like this would be a legal name change and go through?
Yes.
Wow. When will that be happening?
I'm not sure, but in my near future.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me you're getting married or... you had to give me something that's a lot more special. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So how are things in the business world?
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to sharing this story with my clients.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little more about what's going on over at your business. Because I know you're doing well and highly respected in the community, and you love what you do, and that shows. So we're always eager to learn a little bit more.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I just started phase two with some office artwork, actually. So I have two canvases in my office, and we've been working on them for about 8 months now. And what I've done is put an imprint of my hands on the canvas. And before their massage, they write how they're feeling on the outside of this hand. And then after their massage, they write how they're feeling on the inside of this hand.
Oh.
So after 8 months, we have completely filled up the outside of this hand and the inside of this hand. So phase two is actually painting their hands and putting handprints on the canvas in the blank space.
Of your clients?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it's a piece of collaborative artwork between myself and my clients. And I tell them, you know, the hand is an extension of our brains. Hmm. Our hands are how we learn. They're how we love. They're how we heal. And that's why I want to have an imprint of their hands on in my office.
You know, one of my best things in kindergarten, where I'm from, you had this round concrete thing and you put your hand in it. And it is the only thing I retain from my childhood. I mm-hmm. still have it and I treasure it, like, because, you know, I still go in there and go, oh, my gosh, how little were my hands. And that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And who's so you just. Hands in paint on the deal?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. See, that's art I could probably do.
Well, I paint their hands.
Oh, you do?
I paint it with a brush.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have a conversation and, yeah.
You're unusual. you're such a bright light. I don't know. I'm glad you live in this world. Well, so anything else that we want to talk about your business before we do the annual or the daily business nugget?
I think that's it. Yeah. I think we've covered everything there.
Okay. Well, what you have marvelous massage, but you have a marvelous life. Mm-hmm. Like you kind of live in the sunshine and it's interesting to watch you do that. Our story today is about adoption and going through this process. I mean, and you use the word journey. What a journey it is to go and discover another part of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, that we would call the first family or the first family. You know, I think this is, I mean, we want to keep up with this. Is there someplace you're documenting this, either audio or video, or is it you? I just want to see the rest of the story.
I have personal ways of documenting this.
Right.
I may be sharing that on my business page or somehow. I'm not sure how, but either on a business page or a podcast somehow.
If you knew like a video guy.
I do know a video guy.
Anyway, well, yeah. Bonnie, what a great, great story. I want to thank you for sharing it with us. But you're also a gifted entrepreneur. And at the end of every one of these cash flows, we like to do a thing called the business nugget.
Yes.
And we'd like to hear from you on that as well.
Yeah. Well, for me, my business nugget today is to treat everyone kindly. Treat everyone with empathy. You never know what they're going through. You never know what they've been through that day. You don't know what they've been through that week and throughout their life. Treat people kindly. Treat people like family.
Yeah.
You don't know if they're your family.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Mm. Wow. All right. Well,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty deep right there.
I like it.
All right. Well, with that, I guess we can wrap up for the day. Bonnie Lynn Page, maybe Bonnie Lynn
Barton.
Wow. What a tremendous story we got to hear today here. And we wish you the very, very best. But do it quickly so I can find out. I think we could wrap this up by next week. What a thing you're going through. This is just prolific. This is a big, most humans don't go through this thing you're going through. Mm. And we're going to go through it with you over here on the side, admiring your attitude. And it seems like you have a lot of gratitude towards all of this that you can go do it. And I know there's fear and I know there's hope, more hope than fear.
Yes, there's a lot more hope than fear. Gratitude is a tricky word. I don't think any adoptee should have to feel gratitude.
Okay.
We start our lives with trauma. There's nothing to be grateful for.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I personally am grateful for what I was given. I'm personally grateful for my life.
Yeah.
It wasn't all happy, wasn't all roses.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but I'm grateful, yes.
What a great story we have brewing here in Tulsa. Yes. And Bonnie Lynn Page, thank you. Marvelous Massage is where Bonnie Lynn Page works, or that's her company that she has developed, and she's somebody that that we're very proud to know, and we love this story, and thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me share.
Yeah. You ready to wrap this up, sir?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, here on Cash Flows, you know, one of our goals is just to encourage people a little bit to go take the next step. I played with Hot Wheels as a kid, and they made these little machines that had two rubber bumpers that spun alternatively, and when a car would go through, it would just spit it out. And sometimes you just need that little Hot Wheels house to just vault you down the next straightaway so that you can get to the next objective in your life. And we think a great thing to do, and we close every show with this, and this is no exception, but something great that you can do today, whoever's listening this, you can go out today and forgive somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I find myself having to do that on a regular basis, and I pray that the people in my realm would do the same with me as we all go through, and, you know, we all have our own trespasses that we have to deal with. And anyway, so just for today, for no apparent reason, find somebody that you feel comfortable forgiving and let them know about it if you can. And I think you remove a stumbling block from your life when you do that. I know that that's worked for me, and I hope that you're able to take that and do something magic with it. So on behalf of Kenneth Bockham and Bonnie Lynn Page, our guests today, and all of us here at the Cash Flows Podcast, thank you for being here today, and we look forward to our next session. Thank you, Mr. Kenneth.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.